And now it's time for Crocheting with Ron. Wait, that can't be right. Now it's time for okay. Now it's time for Crotchety Old Ron. That makes much more sense. You're listening to the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Come on in, I won't hurt you.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I know it is because that's my name. Thanks for being here. Make yourself comfortable. I will take it from here. You just sit down and shut up. It's not a two-way conversation. It's a monologue. Look it up. When I was doing terrestrial radio, which is radio of the land and the people, we did a morning show, a four-hour morning show every single weekday morning. I know. Sounds like I had a mental problem. Ron, can't you think of getting a real job? You're just going to sit in front of a microphone for 4 hours every morning? Yeah, I know. So anyway, we took phone calls on that show, and we would take calls from listeners, and it was not pretty. It was not a pretty thing. I mean, it's not that I dislike people. Well, actually, maybe it is. You know what life is? It's not how you help other people, or if you leave this earth in a better place than when you came in. It's not all that crap. Life is a gigantic social experiment in which we all participate, and the results of the experiment are not good. I hope you realize in order to listen to this show, you must be fully vaccinated. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, look, everybody left. Hey, come back. By the way, this show is enhanced and better appreciated if you have an alcoholic beverage. I'm not promoting drinking alcohol at this time of day, but it does help immensely. And if you're a child under the age of 4, then we don't recommend that. Oh my God. Do you know that in France, you familiar with that country? It's right over there. No, to the left. That's it. That's the one. In France, and in other European countries probably as well, their children drink wine at dinner. Yeah, there's wine at dinner, not W-H-I-N-E. Children tend to whine a lot. So do a lot of people that are adults. No, I don't want to do that. I don't. We just did that, though. I don't want to. That kind of whining, ooh, that's not good. But the kind of wine that comes in a bottle, W-I-N-E, their children actually have a little bit of wine with dinner. They say it helps digestion. That's bullshit. It helps shut the damn kids up for a period of time. That's what it does. Now, you don't want to get your kids inebriated every single night. All right, maybe every other night. But it does slow them down considerably. They don't move as quickly, and they tend not to bother you as much. They sleep a little bit more. Is that so bad? No, their little brains really can't handle a large amount of alcohol. And that's why it's effective. I love children as much as you do. Actually, not even close. I love them a lot less. When they get a little bit older, I still can't tolerate them as people, but a little bit more so. Children are just undeveloped. They're just undeveloped as far as they have no filter. They're like a lethal cigarette. They have no filter whatsoever. They say anything that's on their mind, anytime they want. And that's unacceptable. So wine tends to slow them down a bit. You know what? Don't take me seriously ever. Ever. If you do, then you're doing it wrong. This is an entertainment program. I don't always mean what I say. And that would be the case whether I did a program or not. Anyway, I'm not promoting alcoholism in children entirely. I have some acquaintances, that's hard to say. I have some acquaintances who, when they drink wine, they tend to talk even more. They tend to get hyped up as opposed to slowing down. And they just talk and talk and talk and talk and talk without any kind of concept of the other person being there. That's the downside of people that talk more when they drink wine. The upside is that while they're talking, you can leave the room and they won't even notice it. So that's good. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we live through one long social experiment. And we're going through one right now with this COVIDity thing. Why, at this point, why are there not, instead of getting a COVID vaccine, which many people are scared to do for various reasons, why not come up with the COVID gummies? If there were COVID gummies, everybody would be vaccinated over and over again. We don't like medicine. We don't like shots in the arm. We don't like injections, pretty much. Gummies, give me a bag of them. I guess taking the vaccination, you know, orally is different than having it shot directly into your bloodstream. I really don't know. I'm not a doctor. Did you notice that? Do you see a stethoscope on me? Do you see a diploma on the wall? I'm not a doctor. But I believe that's the reason that we don't have COVID gummies. At the same time, yeah, good work. Good work. Do you have to store the gummies specially? No, just in a plastic bottle. That's about it. Yeah. And what are the most effective gummies, Mr. Van Dam?
The raspberry flavored ones. They work better.
You know, most Americans would actually believe that. That's how stupid Americans can be. I heard the raspberry gummies are a lot more effective.
I gotta get me some raspberry ones.
Yeah, I just got the orange ones.
Not as tasty. No, they're not as tasty. Too citrusy. I'm not taking those.
Can you imagine? Certainly with the flu shots. There was flu shots. Why not flu gummies? I mean, seriously. I mean, how difficult would that be? You would have every child protected against every type of disease if everything came in gummy form. I am trying to save the planet, but no one's taking my advice for some reason. I don't know why not. I love talking about being a doctor. I've said it on the show before, but I just love saying it again, so just indulge me for a minute.
I can be a doctor if I want to be. All I have to do is say that I am. And it works. It's not like a vaccination card. Doctors don't walk around with cards.
you can have business cards made up at Staples or online, and you can say you're a doctor. No one checks that up. No one says, whoa, wait a minute. Here's a business card. It says you're a doctor. Hold on. I got to Google you.
Don't bother. I'm not there.
You want to get into a restaurant? Get a good table? Oh, yes. Can I get your name, please? We'll put you on the waiting list.
Yes, I'm Dr. Van Damme. Oh, excuse me, doctor. We do have a table for you. It's a beautiful table. Come this way, Dr. Van Damme.
They don't check. They don't check.
Calling yourself a doctor is a great feeling, too.
Because you automatically help people. Sure, they pay you a lot of money in order to be helped, but we look beyond that when it comes to doctors. It's so funny. Yeah, it is. Yeah, I have health insurance. I'm not paying for that. I have health insurance. Hey, idiot, you are paying for it. Oh, I'm not paying. It's free. It's not free. You're just not paying directly. That's all. It's free. Nothing's free. You know what's free? Nothing. Well, the air is free. Oh, yeah? Try to fill your tires. It's not free. You got to pay for the air. What about the air we breathe? Yeah, you breathe the free air. That's clean stuff, right? Or you can go to an oxygen store or something and buy your oxygen. Nothing's free. What about the pens that I get from somebody bought the pens? Well, aren't they free?
No.
If you get a pen, they're hoping that you're going to call the phone number on the pen and use their services. Nobody ever does. But it looks good. Nothing's free. Nothing's free. How about sex? How about having sex with your loved one? That's free. Oh, really? Oh, really? Think about it, bozo. Oh, really? All right, that's enough. That's enough. I seem to be quite cynical when it comes down to it. Anyway, yeah, no, I've never said I was a doctor. When I was single, I had a friend. That's the end of the sentence. When I was single, I had a friend, and there was this Mexican restaurant nearby. And in order to pick up girls, yeah, I did that. In order to pick up girls, my friend and I would walk into this Mexican restaurant. We'd go to the bar. Bar would always be crowded. And we would talk in British accents. Now, we're both not British in any sense of the word at all. At all. But we could do a British accent. So we would sit at the bar and we decided when we walk into this place, we are British, we're doing the British accent, and we're going British all the way. And all our stories and all our, we're British. And we sat down at the bar and we started doing the British accent. We started talking back and forth a little bit louder than usual so that other people could hear our British accents. And we would go back and forth, and somehow British accents are somewhat charming just for any reason. It doesn't matter what you're saying. It sounds somewhat charming.
Yes, that's right. I killed a man yesterday. I bludgeoned the man to death. And I don't know. I feel a little... I don't know if I should have really done that at all, to be honest with you. But...
And we would just talk like that, and all of a sudden, these women sitting on both sides of us would start engaging in the conversation.
Excuse me, I couldn't help but overhearing. Are you British? Oh, yeah, as a matter of fact, I am. I don't know how you figured that out. Yes, we are British, both of us. We are both British. Yeah. And we are from Brit. I'm in England, yes. What I've been to England. What part are you from? Oh, the upper part, the part that's higher than the other ones. Then he's from the lower part. That's the part that's not as high as the higher part of. Are you from Salisbury or London or where are you from?
Yes, both. I had a flat.
Oh, really? You had a flat?
Yes, I was driving, and all of a sudden the tire went down, and all the air from the tire came out, and I had a flat, and I had to call him to come pick me up. What do we call that thing?
In the car.
Yes, in the car.
Anyway, we were the center of attraction. There's no question about it. We never walked out with girls just simply because we had a British accent. Actually, it cost us a lot more money because we had to buy drinks for them, and that's what I'm talking about. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. A little. All right, I told you a story from my past. Now you tell me a story from your past. What? No. You tell me a story. What the hell do you think this is? You tell me. I told you a story. You tell me a story. All right. You don't understand how conversations work. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, more program. I hope you're enjoying yourself, because if you're not, this is not going to work out between us.
You may not realize it, but we put these breaks in the middle of the Ron Van Dam Show to give you a moment to stop and think about the fact that you are listening to the Ron Van Dam Show. And maybe give you a couple minutes alone with your thoughts to reconsider some of your life choices, like one of those moments might be happening right now. Are you still here? Well, okay, if that's the way it's gotta be. You are listening to the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
All right. That's fine. Well, this is coming around to the end of the first week of September, and so far, no big deal, really. It is just as hot as it was in August. I don't understand. I thought when September rolled around, we were supposed to get into some cooler weather and drier weather, and the leaves start turning colors very, very slowly. But instead, it's still hot. I'm still bothered. I don't understand this. I don't understand why it's 80 degrees outside and it's September. That just doesn't. Has it always been like that? I can't remember. I can't remember anymore. Tell you, you know how I know that I'm getting older? I went to the hairdresser yesterday. I have a there's a girl that dresses my hair. I know. And yeah, she cut my hair just a bit and, you know, smoothed it out and made it look as plausible as possible under the circumstances. And when she was finished, she took this mirror and she went to hold it behind my head, and I was supposed to look in the mirror in front of me and therefore see how my hair looked on the back of my head. And I stopped her immediately. I said, no, put the mirror away. I don't want to see the back of my head. And she said, why? Is something wrong? I said, yes. It'll depress me. You know, whether you believe in God or not, we were constructed for various purposes. Part of the construction of the human body is you're not supposed to see certain spots on your body at all. You're not supposed to see the back of your head. If you could, you would be depressed. So God, or the deity, constructed us, if you believe in that stuff, so that we couldn't see the back of our heads. Also, there is no way, unless you're a contortionist, to take a look at your own ass. And that is by structural design. You don't want to look at your ass. Some asses are very cute. Yours, not so much. Everybody else's asses look, impressive. I guarantee you, if you could see your own ass, you would be depressed for the rest of your remaining days. Dinosaurs became extinct on the Earth not because of the environment or disease. Dinosaurs became extinct because their arms were too short to satisfy themselves. And the frustration killed them eventually. We are not constructed like dogs or cats that are able to bend forward and lick themselves in the area of pleasure. If human beings were constructed so we could pleasure ourselves in that vein, like a dog or a cat, we would never leave the house. The jobless claims would go through the roof. We're constructed accordingly. Then somebody invented the mirror and screwed that up. So the mirror is your enemy. I guarantee you, what you think you look like is the best scenario you can possibly come out with. In your mind, if you think you look good, that's about the best you can do. Once you look in the mirror and look at reality, it's all ruined. It's ruined. The person who invented the mirror needs to be talked to, I would think. And that's probably a guy named Joseph Mirror. I really don't know who invented the mirror. Or Bobby Reflection. I don't know their name. Mirrors are awful things. Don't look in them. You can look into your soul in a mirror, and you don't want to do that. Looking into your soul is going to get you nowhere. Not that much to look at. Go home. There isn't much to look at here. If I could physically see the hair growing out of my ear, I probably wouldn't eat for at least a year. I don't want to see hair growing out of my ear. And fortunately, I can't see that because my eyes are not able to take a look at that. We are constructed in certain ways on purpose. Everything seemed to have worked out as far as that's concerned. In other senses, not so much. Then someone came up with the cell phone selfie shit where you can take a picture of yourself. And I'll tell you how caustic that is, because the human race had to invent apps in order to make you look better than you actually do. So when someone's looking themselves in the phone and fixing their hair and loving themselves, they're on some type of a distorted app is what they're doing. Did you ever have a picture taken of you and someone showed, look, I got a picture of you here, Ron. No, I don't look like that. What do you mean? That's a picture of you. But I don't look like that. I couldn't. And for the next week, you're depressed. You can't get out of bed. What's wrong? Are you feeling sick?
No, I saw a picture of myself. I can't live anymore.
Well, get this app. It makes you look better than you do.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, no, pictures are not good. No. Do you ever go down to your basement or into your attic? We store things, by the way, either all the way up or all the way down. And you go through your little photo album, you haven't seen it in decades. And there's a picture of you when you were younger. And most people's reactions are, oh, I looked pretty good back then. Whoa, whoa, whoa. My reaction is, what the hell happened to me? No, I don't look like that anymore. But that's not a happy thing. If you want to depress somebody, show them a picture of themselves from 20 or 30 years ago, if you happen to be that old. It'll depress the hell out of you. That's what you used to look like when you were in grade school. I was cute. Look at me now. I'm a shriveled piece of crap. This is awful. You don't want to be reminded of that stuff. You don't want to be... I have... for some reason, I don't know if I was drunk or what, but there was a high school yearbook thing. You paid money and you became an alumnus, whatever the hell that is. It was like $30 or something, so I did it. And then you could hook up with people that you went to high school with all those years ago and find out what they're doing now. And that's kind of fun, I guess. But then they do something in this on this website with the high school pictures, and they show your picture in the yearbook, and then you're supposed to send in a picture of you now. And they put these two together next to each other. And in every single case, it's freaking depressing. And it's not only depressing for me, it's more depressing to look at these people that I knew and how awful they look now. They never look better. They never did. They didn't look good then. They look even worse now. Don't do this to yourself. Don't do it to yourself. You're better than this. It's like reminiscing. Don't reminisce. Don't reminisce. Is that a verb? I'm reminiscing. I reminisced. I don't know. It's in some right. Don't do that. Don't hook up with old friends. I remember we went down to the candy store and we bought the candy and we were like 16 years old. Do you remember that? Do you remember we went to the candy store together? Yes, I do. That was a long time ago. That's sad. We don't go to candy stores anymore. Well, the only candy stores are the convenience stores and the gas stations. That's depressing. I don't do that to yourself. Hey, remember when we used to... Oh, yeah, I do remember. Oh, my God, that was so much fun. And I don't have that kind of fun now at all anymore. Remember when we used to get those things? Oh, yes, but we can't get them anymore. That's depressing. I used to have Ovaltine in my milk. Millennials don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Ovaltine was like a little chunks of chocolate something. I don't know what it was. And you would put it in the milk and you would stir it and it would turn chocolate, but some of the chocolate chunks just stayed chocolate chunks. It was like chunky milk, but not chunky milk. And it was a lot of fun. And I was in the supermarket a couple of weeks ago and I saw the Ovaltine on the shelf and I didn't know they still made that. And I bought a jar and I brought it home. Got out the milk, the carton of milk, poured it in a glass. Open the Ovaltine jar. That in itself was amusing. I took a teaspoonful of Ovaltine and put it in the chocolate milk and stirred it up and thought, oh my God, here I go. I'm going to bring myself back 30 years in time. 20 years, whatever. I can't. I'm mathematically not that great. And I put the glass to my lips to experience the Ovaltine chocolate milk, and I swallowed it, and my reaction was, not a big deal. But when I was younger, it was fantastic. As an older person, not so much. And that was sad. That was sad. Anyway, I'm out of time for today. Dr. Van Dam is out of time. We're out of time. The doctor says we're out of time. We can make an appointment for, say, tomorrow when I'll do a brand new show. Okay, fine. But until that time arrives, take care of yourself, will you? Please. I wish you peace.